Lions are going to make their cuts by 4 p.m. today. Already some names have come out. Dan Skipper, Hendon Hooker among those names.
Broderick Martin?
Yes. So Holmes has cut two of his top 100 picks now, Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker, 68th overall. Pour one out for Jamar in Westland. There will be no more Hendon Hooker texts, which, hey, we can move on. It was time to move on. Dan Campbell had forecasted that. And by the way, they telegraphed it at the end of last year when they added Teddy Bridgewater. It told you everything they needed to know about Hendon Hooker's development. Didn't get any better. He gets cut. Rieger, what I want to know is,
Yes. Is
this Brad Holmes' biggest mistake, and do you hold it against him?
Okay, so when you say, do you hold it against him, does that mean you're angry? Does that mean, I don't know, he's not perfect? Because, yes, that's a third-round pick, and it was 68 overall. At the time, they did need a quarterback.
Well, that's right? The thing. I think people are leaving it out. There's a lot of revisionist history here.
Yeah, I remember being on the air. It was on a Friday in the second day of the NFL draft, and I was happy they took a quarterback. And, of course, I'm like, okay, well, Brad took his guy. Now, it didn't work out, and it failed miserably. And I understand why you would look back and say, what a god-awful pick. But at the time, nobody was quite sure about Goff. They had yet to extend him, and people were wondering, who the hell's your backup? So it wasn't a bad idea to get a project. It just didn't work. So I don't hold it against them, considering he's got so many other third-round picks right.
That same draft, he took Gibbs, Campbell, Laporta, and Branch.
Right, which is an unbelievable draft.
Right. And at 68, he took a gamble. That's what this is. He gambled on the most important position in football when he had not made a decision on Goff. And they could say we always believed in him, but the reality is they hadn't extended him. He hadn't appeared in a playoff game. They hadn't won a playoff game. And it made sense to hedge your bet a little bit. Mobility, quick release. Now, in hindsight, that offense in Tennessee does not prepare guys for the NFL. And it blows up in his face. But I'm willing to take a risk every so often, especially when my quarterback hasn't been extended. Like, best case scenario, it was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Right? Jalen Hurts was a day two pick when they already had Carson Wentz. And when the Carson Wentz thing blew up, they had Jalen Hurts ready to go. That's why you make that draft pick.
I mean, listen, he hasn't been great on third round picks unless you go back to, Lee McNeil.
And Kirby Joseph,
and
right?
And Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
So he's been a great GM, and I understand that people are going to want to nitpick Martin and Hooker, who get the release on the same day from the same draft.
Yeah.
Both third round picks. With all that being said, I don't hold it against them. Not at all. Do you?
No. Is this his biggest mistake? I would say yes.
Probably. Yes.
What else would be on the short list of?
I mean, you would go maybe
Levi Onwuzurike,
because he can't stay healthy, and that was a second round pick. Other than that, Broderick Martin, a third round pick. And
has he signed a bad contract since he's been here? I don't think
so. Broderick Martin, you could tell from the get-go. I would make the case you could tell Broderick Martin was going to fail before you knew Hendon Hooker was going to fail.
And they traded up to get him.
Correct.
And
yeah, but you're talking about three picks. Who else? Who else did you hate? James Houston? He was a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think there's really a lot of...
Josh Pascal?
He
was a second round pick. They believed in him, and another dude that just continues to get injured. Mm. I mean, are you ready to say that Rakestraw is a bad pick?
No, it's too early, although his career's off to a very lousy start.
Yeah, I mean, Terrion Arnold wasn't great last year. Was that a bad first-round pick?
No, I think some of that's baked into being a rookie corner.
Right.
I mean, is it a movie hasn't made? Is the biggest mistake a movie hasn't made?
I would argue that Marcus Davenport's his biggest mistake.
Now, the reliance
on
him. We
can let that play out this season, and that can change. But I think right now, like, if you're looking at this Super Bowl window, this could be the biggest mistake if he gets injured again. So we'll see about that. I hold Hooker against him because I didn't like the player. I just thought it was garbage. Like, I don't know the evaluation process, how they thought, well, maybe he could be Goff's replacement when you didn't know if you're going to extend Goff yet. He was a one-read quarterback out of college. It was a gimmicky offense, and I think he fell in love with a guy because he had a couple flash games. Like Broderick Martin, after the draft he had that year, I didn't mind the project pick, you know, because you're kind of either home running it or it's going to just blow up. But
right.
At that point, you made four great picks, and that makes the Hooker pick not as bad as well. But the importance of the position, like they could have done several different things here over the last 3 years with their backup situation, And instead, they bought into that. And I just didn't get the evaluation process from the get-go.
But I don't know how much it hurt them in the sense that when push came to shove, they brought Teddy Bridgewater back for the playoffs. And Teddy Bridgewater actually appeared in that playoff game. And even this season, Kyle Allen's the definition of a backup quarterback in the NFL. It's not like they go into this year without a backup quarterback. Kyle Allen started games. He's thrown more touchdowns than picks. He can do the part in the preseason and in a quarter, a series, a half, he can play.
But I just think it
hasn't hurt them.
I think it shows you how good Holmes is, considering we're left in year five of Brad Holmes talking about, well, who's the backup and is he good enough? I mean, that's all we're talking about right now. As far as misses, what he didn't do, the only one I can think of, and I don't know too many people that would have made this move, would you rather have Jalen Carter instead of Jahmyr Gibbs?
It's Gibbs and LaPorta, though. It's Gibbs and LaPorta.
That's true.
Which I think makes it a tough call. Like, I'd rather have Carter, I think, than a running back who's splitting carries as dynamic as Jahmyr is. But you throw in LaPorta, and it's close enough where it's not something I'm going to bicker about.
Exactly. The problem is, though, if I was listening to Lions Review yesterday, and a dapper Dan Miller's like, I want to see that defensive line, and I want to see if they can kill some quarterbacks. He's like, I don't care about pressures. I want sacks. And then, of course, Wojo chimes in. And maybe some fumbles, too. The point is, if that defensive line in this year with a healthy defense doesn't work out, then that's what you bitch about Brad Holmes about. Like this, he took a chance. I'm not going to kill him for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's as big as... I think that's still a down-the-road conversation with Jalen Carter. I know we toyed with that a little bit after the Super Bowl because of the Super Bowl that Jalen Carter had.
It was easy to do.
You know, ESPN came out with their top 100 yesterday, and LaPorta was in the 80s, 83, I think. Gibbs was in the 20s, and then Jalen Carter, I think, was 17, right behind Hutch.
Yeah.
So if you had Jalen Carter, you had three top 20 players, according to them.
But... You know, they would never do Jalen Carter because they believe in the culture thing. And if we go back to Jalen Carter with the workouts and trouble with the law, I mean, yes, you should say you should do it, but we know how they roll and they're not going to.
I don't think he was a serious consideration for them in that draft. Just from everything we had read. I mean, Campbell's comments about we don't want turds. I think Carter is even quoted as saying he could have worked harder, which to me was like, well, okay, you're not even on Dan
Remember
Campbell's
his board. Workout that everybody totally, I think you did. I think I did. We all trashed him for it.
Yeah, and I fought Rico about it. Now he's cashing receipts because Carter's a great player. But
Rico's doing that? No.
Not Rico. He liked all those Georgia defensive linemen. They got Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, and they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I can show you my text with him. But in terms of the biggest mistake he's made, you're right. Like, we're looking at a third-round pick or a move they haven't made.
Yeah.
And I do think when you're picking guys in the top 100, when you're picking a guy at 68, you want more than they got out of Hendon Hooker. So if you're mad about the pick, you can be mad about the pick. I understood it. I understood at the time why they made the move.
The problem is, if anybody wants to say, like, hey, what's his biggest failure? And you can have the conversation, but it's so nitpicking because in 2 to 3 years, they have to make a decision on Hutch and Branch and LaPorta and who am I missing?
J-Mo
and Jack Campbell. Did I get everybody? You got six dudes that you want to extend. You're not going to be able to extend all of them. Think about how great of drafting that is.
And in that
because
way,
you want to bring them all back.
His real rubber meets the road moment is, who do you let go from that group?
So I did this topic the other day.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a couple people that know a hell of a lot more than me. Of those six guys, you're re-signing extending Hutch, correct?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
So let's say my belief is you can sign two of the remaining five. Of Branch and LaPorta and J-Mo and Campbell and who am I missing?
Gibbs.
So,
see,
who
with
would
Gibbs,
you go?
Gibbs, I'm tempted to just go, hey, I'm going to go your 5 years and then a franchise tag if necessary.
And then say goodbye. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Campbell is the green dot linebacker and he's going to have a great year, I think, and which will make his price go up. You got to bring him back.
Yeah, I would think, especially if you're letting Anzalone walk after this season, that's kind of the writing on the wall.
So, who's the second?
I love Branch. I hate that they already paid Kirby Joseph because it seems silly to pay two safeties record-breaking deals. But Branch is more than a safety. He's a guy who can play cover corner. He's a player who's elite against the run, coming up and making plays in the backfield. He's a blitzer. They like to blitz in this defense. I just love Brian Branch, the football player. But I know that means I'm losing J-Mo and LaPorta in your scenario.
Yeah,
But maybe that's where Tesla comes in.
Well, I think Tesla eventually, I said this on the air the other day, people got very upset. I said maybe he eventually in 2 years is the replacement for J-Mo because you can't afford him. People don't want to see J-Mo go. People don't want to see any of these dudes go.
Well, it's why you need to win.
And that's why they're saving on to the money or holding on to the money.
Well, that's why you need to win the next 2 years while you have them
all. Oh, that'd be nice. That's a good idea. And they should do that.
Yeah, that's a great play. Hey, Brad, just go win a Super Bowl this year or next, and then if guys have to leave, I mean, we understand the business of football. It would be heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching, because the fan base does get attached to these guys. If they lose two and three and four of them.
Well, it's going to be like the World Series with the Tigers all over again, where they had five Cy Young winners and they couldn't win a World Series.
Don't
You're never going to forget about
Don't
it.
Say that. Worst move that Brad Holmes made. Do you hold the Hendon Hooker pick against him? He's officially cut. It's 97-1.